Now we finally come to customer retention. After you've acquired the customer, now is the time to retain the customer. The customer retention definition in marketing is the process of engaging existing customers to continue buying products or services from your business. It's different from customer acquisition or lead generation because you've already converted the customer at least once. It's not acquisition because you've already converted the customer at least once. Customer retention is a company's ability to retain its customers over time. It's a percentage-based metric measuring how many customers are retained by the end of a given time period. Customer retention management is the process of maintaining relationships with the current customers to delight them long after they purchase a product or service. In doing so, you encourage these customers to remain loyal to your business. Why is customer retention important? Customer retention measures not only how successful a company is at acquiring new customers, but also how successful they are at satisfying existing customers. It also increases ROI, boosts loyalty, and brings in new customers. It's also easier and more cost-effective to retain a customer than to acquire new ones. We've understood that in chapter 2 as well. Returning customers spend more and buy more often and refer fans and family too. Only a 5% increase in customer retention can increase company's revenue by 25 to 95%. And the numbers don't lie. Retaining customer brings companies a ton of ROI. There are a few reasons why customer retention is critical to grow a company and their some company success. Number one, affordability. It is 6 to 7 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to retain an existing customer. ROI. A 5% increase in customer retention can increase company revenue by 25 to 95%. Loyalty. Retained customers buy more often and spend more than the newer customers. They have learned the value of a product or service and they keep coming back again and again and again. That's what loyal customers can do for your business. And they will be automatically counted as retained customers. Referrals. Satisfied loyal customers are more likely to sing a company's praises and refer their friends and family, bringing in new customers for you free of cost, free of charge. Referrals are the best form of marketing, which Google Play has taken into consideration. To Paytm, you refer and you earn something from the platform, you and your friend both. To Urban Company, to Zomato, and everybody else. To Zepto, and so on and so forth. It might obviously seem very obvious to you, right? Of course, companies would want to retain the customers, but when companies start growing quickly and struggle to implement a solid customer support program, proactive customer support for existing customers can slip through the cracks. So do not make that mistake. Focus on retention as much as acquisition, even when your company is growing at a rapid scale. Sometimes companies are not clear about whether an individual customer has defected. This is because of the location of the customer related data, which might be retained in product silos, channel silos, or functional silos. Product silos. Considering personal insurance, insurance companies often have product-based information systems. Effectively, they regard an insurance policy as a customer. If the policy is renewed, the customer is regardless retained. Right? It is regarded as retained. However, imagine a customer who shops around for a better price, but after the policy is expired, returns to the original insurer. The insurer may take a new policy since the old one cannot be renewed anymore. This would mean a new customer has been gained and the old customer has churned. But that would be wrong. Channel silos. In the B2B context, independent office equipment dealers have formed cooperative buying groups to purchase at lower prices and experience other economies of scale. If a dealer stops buying directly from one retailer, but buys the same product from a buying group, that retailer's data will report defection. But all that has happened is that the dealer has started to buy through a different channel. Functional silos. Customer-related data is often kept in functional silos and not integrated to provide a whole of customer perspective. Some positive and negative customer retention strategies. An important distinction can be made between strategies that lock the customer in by penalizing their exit from a relationship and strategizing the reward a customer for remaining in the relationship. Two things. An important distinction can be made between strategies that lock the customer in by penalizing their exit from a relationship and strategies that reward a customer for remaining in the relationship. The former are generally considered negative and the latter positive customer retention strategies. You reward a customer who stick around for you, stuck around with your business, stuck around with your brand for long, and also penalize somebody who's exited your business or who's going away. Not really, but in a way of saying it. Delighting customers or exceeding customer expectations means going above and beyond what normally would satisfy your customers. This does not necessarily mean being world class or best in class. It does mean being aware of what it usually takes to satisfy the customer and what it might take to delight or pleasantly surprise the customer. Delight and surprise and making them happy is what your goal is. Customer delight occurs when the customer's perception of their experience of doing business with you exceeds their expectation. I'll repeat it. Customer delight occurs when the customer's perception of their experience of doing business with you exceeds their expectation. There are three common forms of value-adding programs: loyalty schemes, customer communities, and sales promotions. Loyalty schemes. A loyalty scheme is a customer management program that offers delayed or immediate incremental rewards to customers for their cumulative patronage. Loyalty programs provide added value to customers at two points: during credit acquisition and at redemption of the same. Although the credits have no material value until they are redeemed, they may deliver some pre-redemption psychological benefits to the customer, such as a sense of belonging and of being valued, and an enjoyable anticipation of desirable future events. I have the credits, I might use it later, but right now I'm just happy that I got something as credits in my card or in my account. At the redemption stage, customers receive both psychological and material benefits. The reward acts to positively reinforce purchase behavior. It also demonstrates that the company appreciates its customers. This sense of being recognized as valued and important can enhance customers' overall sense of well-being and emotional attachment to the company. However, customers can become loyal to the scheme rather than to the company or the brand behind the scheme. So pick and choose your schemes properly. Customer engagement. The final positive strategy for improving customer retention is to build a solid customer engagement. Customer engagement can be thought of as a multidimensional construct composed of four elements, which are cognitive engagement, affective engagement, behavioral engagement, and social engagement. Four ways of engaging with the customer. The cognitive and affective engagement elements reflect the experiences and the feelings of the customers. While the behavioral and the social elements capture brand or organizational participation by customers beyond merely buying the firm's offerings. Negative customer retention strategies. An important distinction can be made between strategies that lock the customer in by penalizing their exit from a relationship and strategies that reward a customer for remaining in the relationship. The former is generally considered negative and the latter positive customer retention strategies. Negative customer retention strategies impose high switching costs on customers, discouraging their defection. In a B2C context, mortgage companies have commonly recruited new customers with attractive discount interest rates. Negative customer retention strategies impose high switching costs on customers, discouraging their defection. In a B2C context, mortgage companies have commonly recruited new customers with attractive discounted interest rates. Customer delight. It can be very difficult to build long-term relationship with a customer if their needs and expectations are not understood or not well met. That is where customer delight, which is the fundamental principle of modern customer management, that companies should understand customers and then ensure their satisfaction and their attention. This is why CRM is grounded on detailed customer-related knowledge. The more you know about the customer, the better your chance of delighting them. Customers that a company cannot serve well may be better served by competitors. That holds true for every company, every startup, every brand in the world. Customers that a company cannot serve well may be served better by competitors. Delighting customers or exceeding customer expectations means going beyond what would normally satisfy your customers. This does not necessarily mean being world class or best in class. It does mean being aware of what it usually takes to satisfy the customer and what it might take to delight or pleasantly surprise the customer. You cannot consciously delight the customer if you do not understand the customer's expectations. As simple as that. If you don't know what the customer is expecting in the first place, how would you even delight them in the first place? You may stumble on to attributes of your performance that you do delight the customer, but you cannot consistently expect to do so unless you have a deep customer insight. Consistent efforts to delight customers show your commitment towards building the relationship. Because commitment builds trust, trust leads to relationship longevity. Customer delight occurs when the customer's perception of their experience of doing business with you exceeds their expectation. Kano's customer delight model. Noriaki Kano had developed a product quality model that distinguishes between three forms of quality. Basic qualities are those that the customer routinely expects in the product. These expectations are often unexpressed until the product fails. For example, a car's engine should start in the very first time. And that too every time. And the sunroof should not leak. The second form is linear quality. These are attributes of which the customer wants more or less. For example, the more comfort, better fuel economy, and reduced noise levels are some linear quality examples. Marketing research can usually identify these requirements. Better performance on these attributes generates better customer satisfaction. Third form is attractive quality. These are attributes that surprise, delight, and excite customers. They are answers to latent and unarticulated needs and are often difficult to identify in marketing research. This is what the Kano's customer delight model looks like. Right from expectations not fulfilled to dissatisfied and disappointed, customer satisfaction, zone of indifference. This is the Y, this is the X, expectations exceeded. This is where we need to be. Very satisfied, very happy, and expectations are exceeding. This is over the period of time. Let's say after 6 months or 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, you need to reach this particular place, where you can actually come in a way that you are satisfying the customer and helping them exceed the expectations that they had from you, and never be here in this zone, dissatisfied and disappointed from you or the company. All right, reasons for customers switching away from your brand. Here are six reasons why a customer may choose to switch brands. Number one, in a price sensitive market like India, is always going to be affordability, no matter what you're selling. Customers often switch brands if a more affordable option for a product or service is available. When brand switching, they typically seek items that have a similar value to what they normally purchase. If the product or service a customer usually buys exceeds a certain price point, it may also lead to a brand switch altogether. For example, if a customer is planning to buy a car, they may consider purchasing one from the same brand as their current vehicle. They may also consider the prices of cars from different brands that they have similar features. When making a final purchase decision, they may choose to lower the priced option because of only one thing, which is price. Lower price option will get the better of the two brands, regardless of whatever the previous brand loyalty he or she was holding. Number two is quality of customer service. If a consumer thinks that a company offers superior customer service, they may begin purchasing products and services from that company. Sometimes companies attempt to attract their competitors' customers by focusing on improving customer service and publicizing the changes in their customer service approach. For example, an auto dealer may announce to the public that it offers 1 year of personalized customer service after a person has purchased a vehicle. This can help the dealer differentiate from its competitors, which may encourage customers to switch brands and buy it from his dealership versus others. Number three is variety. Sometimes consumers try a new product because they're seeking variety or interested in trying something different from what they usually buy. Marketers refer to this as brand fatigue. In the new retail marketplace, brands often realize new products, which can prevent brand fatigue. A brand may also use the novelty of a product as a selling point, which may attract new customers and encourage brand loyalty. So don't let people reach brand fatigue. Keep giving them variety yourself. Number four, adaptation. Companies often maintain a relationship with customers to better adapt to their needs and desires. Understanding and adjusting products and services based on customers' needs can help a brand stay relevant in an ever-changing market. This may prevent customers from brand switching and can foster brand loyalty. Adapt fast to what consumer needs are and stay relevant to them for the rest of your life. Number 5 is innovation. If you stop innovating, people will stop coming back to you. As simple as the iPhone. A lot of people this year did not buy the iPhone, specifically 14, because they felt it is as same or as similar as 13 and has zero to none changes, which is true. So as technology evolves, so can customer brand preferences. When a company releases a product that incorporates new technology, it may encourage competitors, customers to switch the brands. Additionally, if two companies offer products with technological features at the same price point, customers may switch to the brand that offers product with more features. More features, more attracted customers, like Kia. More features is what it gave, and it has just completely dominated the Indian automobile market in the last 3 to 4 years. Everywhere around the road, you will spot 1 out of 5 cars, which will be a Kia car. Number 6, convenience. Sometimes a product simply becomes more convenient for a consumer to purchase. For example, if a nearby store stops stocking a particular brand's product, a customer may purchase products from another brand rather than traveling to another store. As simple as that. It's also about convenience and how much of it is a convenience for me to buy a product from your store, shop, online, wherever. How to prevent brand switching? Here are some ways you can prevent brand switching. Number 1, provide value constantly. Number 2, improve your customer service efforts. Talk to them, speak to them, be their best friend. Address criticism as much as possible. Value their opinion, value their criticism, value their feedbacks. Incorporate the ones which are common from your data points. Number 4, maintain customers' interest at all points. You're not building a product for yourself, for your customers always. Remember that, no matter what. Terminating customer relationships. Companies need to identify customers that are candidates for dismissal, including customers who will never be profitable or who no longer serve other useful strategic purposes for the company. More specifically, these include people who are fraudsters, persistent late payers, serial complainants, those who are capricious and change their minds with cost consequences for the supplier, and switchers who are in constant search for a better deal. Anybody who is not a good paymaster, no point in keeping them. It's a cost to the business and the cost to the company. People who keep complaining, people who are frauds, obviously not. And people who keep changing their minds and they don't stick to one feedback. Not good customers. Some relationships of the customers that you can terminate. Some of the examples. This certainly happens in reverse. Customers sack suppliers when they switch vendors. Sacking customers, sometimes called demarketing, needs to be conducted with sensitivity. Customers may be well connected and spread negative word of mouth about their treatment. They don't want to be treated in a way that they don't like. So don't make negative word of mouth something to come between a customer switching or terminating a relationship with you instead. The number of strategies for shredding unprofitable customers. Make them profitable by raising prices or cutting the cost to serve. A company can simply increase prices to increase margins. Customers who pay the higher price become profitable. If customers are retained at a higher price, it suggests you are not charging enough in the first place. Right? So check on the pricing strategy as well. Number 2, customers unwilling to pay the higher price find insufficient value in your product given the higher price, effectively remove themselves from the customer base when they stop transacting. Where price is customized, this is a feasible option. Unbundle the offer. You could take a bundled value proposition, unbundle it, reprice it, repackage the components, reoffer it to the customer. They don't know you're reoffering it. This makes transparent the value in the offer. It enables customers to make informed choices about whether they want to pay the unbundled price or not. Next is specify the product. This involves redesigning the product so that it no longer appeals to the customers you want to sack. Simple. Do the changes in the product that it is only appealing or attracting the customers that you want to keep. Finally, we come to the conclusion. What all have we learned so far? Customer journey, right from customer acquisition to becoming an advocate. Different strategies implemented for customer acquisition, right from sales promotions to digital marketing. Cost of customer acquisition via customer retention. Customer switching and how to ensure retention. And that brings us to the end of the chapter number 3. You are, I'm sure, looking at the screens for such a long time. Why don't you quickly take a screen break or a 30-second break and just take about 10 deep breaths and come back. In the meantime, you know what to do. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you.